Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Steve Aarons, Hoosier volleyball women, winners of seven straight, began the 20-game Big Ten gauntlet tonight, hosting Illinois at Wilkinson Hall. This one will be on the Big Ten Network starting at 8. You know, Steve tested his squad with a pretty rugged pre-conference schedule, and now he'll be an interested onlooker to see, well, how his team can build on this 10-3 slate, starting with a win tonight over the Illini.
You know, I wouldn't lie to you. I don't think we're ever going into it thinking, hey, I hope we win this much. Hope's not a strategy. I think it's about being good in your next match, which we're going to try to do. But I think in our preseason, there's some really, really strong goals set. We have to win enough in the preseason that we go into the conference with some type of momentum and some type of feeling that if we have a good conference schedule, we can make the tournament. And, you know, 10-3 did that. We're excited because we've set the table. But we really are a one match at a team kind of deal. And just really, really grateful for the support from IU and the support from the community. And we're just excited to get it going.
Volleyball coach Steve Aird. Again, match time tonight. Big Ten opener with Illinois, 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Our thought for this Wednesday, you can't reach what's in front of you until you let go of what's behind you. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, moving into week number 6 and moving up to number 4 in the coaches poll in 5A, Gabe Johnson, South Panthers, who we have on the airwaves Friday night for homecoming against Southport. The Southsiders are 4-1 now, remain number 5 in AP. The North Cougars of Scott Bless, they stayed put at number 2 in both the coaches and AP polls this week. 5-0 for a first time ever. They're down to 1-4 New Albany Friday night. And, well, no schedule breaks for Scott Fisher's Edgewood Mustangs. They go over to Trafalgar. Indian Creek, despite 2-3 record overall, they're averaging 33 a game. And Edgewood's defense and depth, well, they're getting tested each week, allowing, well, 43 an outing. But the positive process continues. No head hanging.
We don't sugarcoat anything. We've got a tough schedule, and we want to play a tough schedule. The only way... And, you know, that's a part of building the culture. There's no savior coming to fix this situation.
Right.
These kids are going to step up and fight for themselves.
And certainly another fight on their hands Friday night in Indian Creek for Scott Fisher's Edgewood Mustang. Our thought for this midweek Wednesday, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.